Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning. I'm Dan here at the American Student Network. Well, this morning is our friend William H. Kennedy, who we carry his books. We certainly carry tape sets that we put together with information he's put out. But William is certainly one of the major researchers on the various occult movements that we talk about. If you haven't been to his website, let me recommend it to you, WilliamHKennedy.com. But William has a different subject this morning. William, thank you so much for being with us.
It's great to be on Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan.
You go ahead do you want to be talking about this morning?
Well, I thought I would talk about Silvio Berlusconi, who is the Prime Minister of Italy and a member of the Bilderberg Group, and he's involved in a big ritual sex scandal in Italy. He's on trial for sex with a minor. Now, just to break it down real quickly, the Bilderberg Group was founded in 1954 by Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, and this is about 120 or 140 of the most powerful people in business and politics who meet yearly at a different location. They met at the Bilderberg Hotel originally. Now, this is, in effect, a secret government, in that when you look at the organization of the Bilderberg Group, they have a secretary general and a chairman, and they have what they call a steering committee. So this secret government of world leaders, and Barack Obama is a member of the Bilderberg Group, really run the world's political, economic, and religious destiny, and they meet every year to determine their plans. Now, they have been linked to various satanic activities, especially in Belgium, where they were linked closely to the Marc Dutroux serial killer. Marc Dutroux was arrested for kidnapping young boys and girls and selling them to the Bilderberg Group members for sex rituals. He has openly stated that he did this in court, and it has been confirmed. Now, Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, a strange thing happened. In November of 2010, a Moroccan belly dancer and prostitute named Karima El Maroug, who is known professionally as a stripper as Ruby the Heartbreaker, was arrested for stealing from one of her johns, one of her prostitution clients. Now, Ruby is only 17 years old, and when she was taken into custody by the Milan police, she made some phone calls. And lo and behold, a couple of hours later, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi called up trying to get her released. He lied and said she was a relative of President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. This was a complete lie. She's Moroccan, not Egyptian. But she was a 17-year-old prostitute. She was underage under Italian law, and they would not release her immediately. Now, she panicked, and she broke down and confessed that she was involved in ritual sex parties that Silvio Berlusconi was having at his villa, and that these sex parties were called Bunga Bunga rituals, which is an African term for a spiritual ritual orgy. And she claimed that 20 women were paid $10,000 each to meet at Berlusconi's villa, and they would have a ritual meal, and each woman dressed up in a different costume, a strange kind of costume. And this is very similar to Stanley Kubrick's film Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise. People should see that. Now, what has happened is she was eventually released, and she's starting to pull back on her story. She said that she personally didn't have sex with Berlusconi, but Berlusconi didn't generally have sex with all 20 women in these Bunga Bunga rituals. But Berlusconi is also a member of the Bilderberg Group. So what we're looking at here is another full confirmation that the Bilderberg members are involved in satanic ritual sex. Now, Berlusconi is on trial for sex with a minor. Prostitution isn't illegal in Italy, but sex with anyone under 18 is. And what this sneaky devil is doing is he's getting the Italian parliament to change the age of consent from 18 to 16. So these charges will eventually be dropped. Now, bizarrely enough, Ruby has stated that the American actor George Clooney was at one of these rituals at Berlusconi's villa. Now, he denies being involved in any sort of sex rituals, but it turns out that George Clooney's current girlfriend was once arrested for prostitution herself. Her name is Elisabetta Canellis, and she was arrested several times. She was a high-priced hooker in Italy for rich people. So it's really hard to take his denial very seriously when you look at the bigger picture. Now, I'm not saying George Clooney is part of the Bilderberg Group, but what we're really looking at here is that the rich people, the people on the top of the political, economic, and entertainment pyramid, you know, the people who control everything we say and do and think, are clearly and distinctly and beyond a doubt involved with satanic ritual sex. Now, bizarrely, Ruby also said that Muammar Gaddafi of Libya was also involved with these sex rituals with Berlusconi. He's in big trouble now. He's been cornered in Egypt by rebels, and I think he's about to be killed. But there again, when you look at this, there's a secret government linked to the Bilderbergers that control every aspect of our lives, economic, religious, what we see on TV, the media, and they all seem to be, in one way or another, connected with satanic ritual sex. And this is the most clear and distinct and provable aspect or evidence that has come up. And an extraordinary claim requires extraordinary evidence, as the philosopher John Locke has taught us. And this Berlusconi Bunga Bunga sex ritual case is really that extraordinary evidence that I've been looking for a long time, that is irrefutable and undeniable. Our world leaders are linked in to satanic ritual sex, and it will do all of us evil in the long run, because their ultimate goal, and I've confirmed this, is to really devastate the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Peace Festival.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. indigestion, sudden sweating for no reason, sudden unexplained extreme fatigue, loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I'm back here. I guess this morning is William H. Kennedy, and you know, I was just thinking yesterday, I was driving past a high school and seeing all these young girls, you know, 16, 15, 16, 17, and dressed, you know, in provocative sexual attire. One girl wearing a pair of shorts that were just so short, there's just about nothing left to disclose. But basically, you know, we have corrupted our young people. This has not happened by accident. Part of a carefully laid out plan, and the sex education in our schools is dedicated to promoting sexual promiscuity among our youth. We certainly the teaching of evolution and taking God and prayer out of our schools, intentionally intent upon destroying their faith in God and the fact that there certainly are rules by which people have to live, but children are told there are no rules, no discipline. And then, of course, the teaching of homosexuality is simply a normal alternative lifestyle. And most of these young people believe that. Most of them are really programmed to believe in global government, which is what the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and the people in the invisible government want. They control our educational system. They control the lives of these young people. They've destroyed their modesty. They've destroyed their morality. They know exactly what they're doing. You can't discipline your child. If you do, why, of course, you can be charged with child abuse. Of course, eventually, when they get to prison, why, they'll have their discipline. That's why today, one in every 30 adult Americans is in prison, probation or parole. A young blacks, 21 to 31, one in three is in prison, probation, or parole. The elite who run the world, and that's the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, CFR people, they all interlock together in the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're corrupting and destroying our world, and they know exactly what they're doing because they serve a different master. William, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you brought up a few good points there. And one thing I strongly urge people to do is if you can get your kids out of the public school system and homeschool, certainly do so. Now, there's a good program at Radio Liberty for homeschooling, the Robinson School Program, and I've gone through that entire program myself, and it's outstanding. And if you have university-bound children, this will prepare them far better than any public school. Now, as you said, they undermine public morality in the public schools, and they're essentially out to dumb down the children. Now, in my opinion, the educational system from kindergarten through university is geared to dumb people down, and the Department of Education in the United States runs to dumb people down. Now, I have university degrees, a master's in philosophy and this and that, so I may seem hypocritical, but not really, because as Mark Twain said, I never let my schooling get in the way of my education. And that means I was never really fully propagandized by the university professors, who are essentially socialists who want to reduce everyone to the lowest common denominator. Now, if you have a college-bound teenager or what have you, unless they're going into something practical like hard science or business administration, I really don't recommend university, because they're just going to get straddled with a lot of debt that they probably will never be able to pay off. And unless there's something really useful, like accounting or being a nurse or something along those lines, I really wouldn't bother much with university. Now, I have a master's degree in philosophy, which qualifies me to have deep thoughts about unemployment. So the humanities really are a complete waste of time in that sense. Now, I strongly encourage people, as I said, take charge of your own education. Don't let your schooling get in the way of your education. And if you go to williamhkennedy.com, I have a wonderful free film, a five-part film by Dr. Francis Schaeffer called How Then Shall We Live?, which is a critique of Western civilization from Roman times up to contemporary times. Now, Dr. Stan, we in the truth movement talk a lot about the decline of Western civilization and the preservation of Western Christian civilization. And quite frankly, we all need to educate ourselves far better in what this thing called Western Christian civilization really is. And you can put me at the top of that list. I need to learn more, and so do all of us in the truth movement. So if you go to williamhkennedy.com, you can see this wonderful film for free by Dr. Francis Schaeffer. It's in five parts, and it will really give you some fodder for thought. If you're in a Bible study group of any kind, certainly show it to people in this group. And Dr. Schaeffer's wonderful in it. He will give credit where credit is due. He doesn't condemn everything that isn't, you know, exactly aligned with Christianity. But he also points out that many of the things, especially in the 20th century, have moved away from the Christian tradition. And the further away we get from it, the more fragmented we become. And he has a really interesting, my favorite chapter in it is called Personal Peace and Affluence. This is a section of this film. And he talks about how the governments of the world have really geared people to only want personal peace, in other words, selfishness. People will tell you they're only out for themselves, and affluence, just to, you know, unmitigated materialism without any spiritual content. And we really, all of us, myself included, now I'm not preaching at people, we have to examine in ourselves, in our families, in our communities, in our what is actually going wrong with these areas. And we all need to look at it.
I agree with you totally. And I think that is a wonderful, wonderful series. People haven't seen it. How Then Shall We Live? By Francis Schaeffer. It is well worthwhile taking the hours necessary. He was a very wise man. I remember when he meeting him when he was dying. He took one last tour of the America just to talk to me. He was dying of cancer, and he gave a talk along with his son just on this basic philosophy of how the American civilization, Western civilization, was based upon Christianity, and it was an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy it. Now, well, I don't know whether he really understood these secret organizations founded in Satanism, because they really are. Satan has always wanted to destroy Christian civilization. He's doing a pretty good job of it. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, that, as I say, that's an excellent film to watch, and you'll be quite surprised. Now, I met some evangelical Christians. I'm a Roman Catholic, and quite frankly, I'm shocked they didn't know anything about Martin Luther. And I, as a Catholic, had to explain to him what Martin Luther's criticisms of Christianity were. And that's another thing Dr. Schaefer brings out in this film. And again, I'll just emphasize, we all need to educate ourselves in Western Christian civilization and what has gone wrong with it. Now, you're correct. Dr. Schaefer never really looked at these secret societies and satanic world government. But what he did do is he gave an assessment of the effects of these organizations. There wasn't a lot of information out on these groups during his lifetime, so you really can't fault him there. There wasn't much information. There was no internet. There was not much of an alternative media. But he did do a very cogent job at assessing Western civilization and the problems we face. And again, you can see this film for free at williamhkennedy.com. And I've also put up some articles on the Prime Minister of Italy, who's involved in this sex scandal. Now, the Satanism and ritual abuse really comes out in this case with the Italian Prime Minister far more than anyone I've seen. And the tragic thing is, he's going to get away with it because the Italian Parliament is, as I said earlier, going to lower the age of consent to 16 in Italy. Now, Berlusconi, they also discovered that many of the people at work in his villa are made members of the Sicilian Mafia. So his bodyguards are Mafia chiefs. Now, for people who don't know, the Sicilian Mafia is also a satanic secret society. They have a ritual that they perform during their initiation, which normally you have to kill somebody just to be initiated. So you've murdered someone before you get to the ceremony. But you cut your finger with a pin and you drip the blood on a card with a picture of a Christian saint on it. And then you set the card afire in your hands and you know, you don't burn yourself, but you dance the flames around. And as the card burns, you say, as this card burns, so shall I burn for my loyalty to this organization. So the Sicilian Mafia is another satanic organization. And what's really fascinating, these men were working at Berlusconi's villa as his bodyguards and attendants. And it's these satanic organizations, the Sicilian Mafia, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Skull and Bones at Yale, the Bohemian Grove in California, they're all interlocked, and they're all connected, and they all interact with each other. Now, I get a lot of questions about a fellow I know named Kevin Trudeau, who I've known for, you know, many years, and he's been on my radio show. And he claims to have been a member of one of these spin-off groups. And I believe certainly that he was, because I first heard about Kevin from the president of John Hancock Life Insurance, who he was also a Bilderberg member. What I don't like about Kevin Trudeau is two things. Number one, he teaches a form of Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. And I don't like that at all. I think that's an occult, diabolical practice. And the other thing he does, he's involved with multi-level marketing, which is a form of sales where you sign people up to sell things. I don't like multi-level marketing. You know, a lot of companies do that, like Tupperware and Avon. So I'm not saying it's illegal or innately evil. It's just I've always operated from direct response marketing. That is, I sell a product, I advertise it, I go on radio, and people buy it. And I don't put anyone into debt to purchase any of my products. Kevin does that. Now, Kevin has a lot of worthwhile information on his webpage and his show. I would just keep away from The Secret, and I would keep away from multi-level marketing. but a lot of the other information he provides is certainly valid and solid. He does a lot with herbal medicine and alternative medicine, which is very good. As I say, I get a lot of questions about him, so I thought I'd address it. And I also want to say that I like Kevin personally very much. I used to sell his Mega Memory program, which is a mnemonics memory improvement program. So I'm not dismissing everything he does, but I am warning people, stay away from any form of Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. You know, avoid multi-level marketing because only about 5% of the people that sign up make any kind of decent profit. If you want to go into business for yourself, do direct response marketing on the intellect, get a on the internet, get a product or a service that you can sell to other people on a global level. Save 10% of your income and invest it in gold and silver. That's my quick economic breakdown there for people. Now, to get back to what I was talking about earlier, the best thing we can do concerning these secret societies is, first off, to educate ourselves on their nature and what they want to do. And ultimately, they want to reduce the world's population to about 500 million people.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
The biggest self-reliance expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfreliancexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water storage. Attend classes on canning, bread making, and soap making, and much more, like meeting Discovery Channel's co-star of the series Dual Survival, David Canterbury. Achieve a more sustainable and self-reliant lifestyle for yourself and your family and enjoy promotional samples, freebies, exciting giveaways, and drawings, including an exclusive KHNC The Lion VIP meet and greet. Adults $9, seniors $7. Infants and youth under 12 are free. Receive a $2 discount on admission price by purchasing your tickets online at selfreliancexpo.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Darcy, and I guess this morning, William H. Kennedy, our telephone number, if you have a question for William, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. William, let's get your web page out there and tell listeners how to get in touch with you.
Well, go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. There's a contact button there where you can email me. Now, I get a lot of emails, but if you put in your heading Radio Liberty Listener, I will respond to your email. I flag that in a special folder. And I like Radio Liberty Listeners because they tend to be, quite frankly, a lot more intellectual than many of the other programs I go on. It's really a higher cut of intellectual meat in the Radio Liberty audience. And I say that sincerely, and I don't say this on other programs. So certainly put that in there. And one other thing I'd like to say, what we need to do after we equip ourselves with solid information about this satanic world government is we must spread these ideas to others. And how you want to do that, use a very soft gloves approach when you're addressing other people or contacting other people about this. You know, we all in the truth movement, we tend to get very passionate and emotional because we know how important these things are. But when dealing with other people, be very soft gloves. And what to do is go to someone or email them and say, I'd like your opinion about this information. There's this show, Radio Liberty, hosted by Dr. Stan Monteith. And he had this guest on who's really interesting, William H. Kennedy. Why don't you have a listen to it and then tell me what you think? What's your opinion? You know, don't force it down people's throats or shove it at people or demand they listen to it. That tactic doesn't work. Use a very easy, laid back, give them the information, ask them their opinion, and 9 out of 10 times any reasonable person will wind up joining the truth movement or getting involved or listening to shows like Radio Liberty. So remember, you'll catch more flies with honey than anything. Be sweet, be calm, soft gloves, get them the information, ask them what they think. Don't tell them what they should think. Ask them their opinion after they listen to a few programs of Radio Liberty. Ask them to watch that Dr. Schaefer film, How Then Shall We Live, at williamhkennedy.com. Provide them with the information, let them see it themselves, and then ask them to get back to you with their opinion. That is the best strategy for spreading this information out there. Another thing I would like to say is that in these trying times with all these hurricanes and things, I believe that people should store up. I used to say 1 year. Now I'll say I think you should have 2 years of food for yourselves and your loved ones stored in a safe place. And there's some resources at RadioLiberty.com that can help you with that. And you should also have 2 years of nutritional supplements. And the nutritional supplements at RadioLiberty.com are actually outstanding. I checked, and they all passed all of the quality assurances. It's chemical companies do tests called assays, which break down nutritional products to see how pure they are. The Radio Liberty vitamin and supplement products passed with flying colors. So you want to get yourself 2 years of supplements. If you're on any medications from a medical doctor, ask your doctor if you can have a 6-month supply in advance in case of an emergency. Now, they certainly won't do that with things like narcotics or painkillers or sedatives. They're not going to do that at all for good reason. But if you're on any kind of heart medication or cholesterol medication or something you really need to be on, explain to your doctor that you'd like an emergency supply put in. And they may or may not do it, but, you know, they won't fight you for asking. You want to be prepared, and it's more important now than ever because, quite frankly, our government is incompetent, It can't really provide for the needs of a people. It's what Noam Chomsky calls a failed state. The three great evils and mistakes the United States have made is the slavery and enslavement of African-American people, the abortion legalization in 1973, and the third great mistake or evil our government has perpetrated is getting us into debt with communist China. These three things are the great bane of the United States of America. And we got rid of slavery, but that took a civil war. I don't think Roe versus Wade will ever be overturned. And the Chinese now own our economic soul. So we've dealt with communists. We're in debt to communists. So we really can't count on our government to take care of us. If there was ever a time for libertarian self-reliance, it is really now. If you have a job or a part-time job, certainly keep it. But you have to learn to discipline yourself and save 10% of your take-home pay and invest that in gold and silver. Midas Resources is an excellent company. I just want to say I'm not paid to endorse Midas Resources at all. I'm not a paid spokesman. I'm just giving my opinion about that company. Ted Anderson does an excellent job, and he's very fair to people who buy precious metals from him. So that's a good company to look at. Now, the other thing you want to do is you want to set yourself up some kind of global international internet business. And as I said earlier, look towards direct response marketing. In other words, sell a good or a product to people all over the world. And that can be anything. A friend who I mentored is now selling carved ducks out of wood. You know, he makes them out of wood, and he sells them on eBay. And he's selling a lot to India and China and Europe, and he's actually making a lot of money. So this could be a great opportunity to start a direct response internet business. As I say, if you put 10 to 15 hours a week into it, apart from your regular job, if you have one, a lot of people are unemployed. If you're unemployed, you can put a lot more time into it, obviously. But definitely set yourself something up. Start with a basic eBay account and just learn how to sell and trade on the internet. It's a wonderful thing. You can still do very well. There's billions of people on the internet all over the world with money to spend. As I said, the old traditional thing, you get a job at a company and you work for, 20 or 30 years and you get a retirement. Those days are over in the United States. They're gone. Most of the jobs we've lost in the last 10 years will never come back. And since 2008, any upsurge in employment, any people hired, have actually been from startup companies, from entrepreneurs who took responsibility for their own economic lives and started small businesses. Many of these are internet-driven.
Hold that thought with him. Number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Right here, the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, on Wisdom 70. Basically, people always want to point to one organization. That's the organization that runs the world. Well, there are a number of them. They all interlock. In fact, they all have a very, very similar people, and the same people would belong to the Bilderbergs, belong to the Bohemian Grove, that would belong to the Trilateral Commission, certain ones, the Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bone, which is a real secret society with real satanic and Luciferian oaths. Certainly one of the more interesting ones parallels very much the Bilderbergs is the Bohemian Grove, which meets up in the Santa Rosa area every year. And what goes on there in the way of sex orgies, almost beyond belief. We have a four tape set on the Bilderbergs where we actually interview a woman who was there as a sex slave. She had been certainly sold into slavery by her dad, sold to the CIA, who trained her, used her, conditioned her, created all sorts of fragmented personalities. Her name is Kathy O'Brien. We've interviewed Kathy. We have an interview with her in our four tape set on the Bilderbergs and the aberrant, I should say the Bohemian Grove, the aberrant sexual activity, which seems to be intimately involved with this whole group of people who are in rebellion against God, and sex is not used for what God intended it, but for what Satan intends it and can be misused. And it really is horrible to think that our national leaders, I'm talking about our presidents, our secretaries of state, the people who control our media and our great corporations, participate in this. Some people, I'm not saying everybody who goes there participates in it. Certainly in the Nixon, President Nixon's tapes recorded in the Oval Office, he spoke very disparagingly of it. He went to the meetings, but he certainly disapproved of these people running around, the leaders of our world, running around in the wood naked and participating in these bizarre activities with underage children. But nobody's ever going to, of course, bring that information out to the public. We're supposed to believe that our leaders are these altruistic people who are there to help us and provide a better society. Well, a few of them are, but many of them are participants in these bizarre rituals. And, of course, even more terrifying is that they really have a different philosophy. They're intent upon destroying the economy of our nation, to impoverishing our people, and bringing us under this control of this one-world government. I mean, we would not have any problems with our economy. They could be corrected within a few weeks. They have no intention of doing that. They know exactly what they're doing. And believe me, the jobs program, which is going to be suggested tomorrow by our president, is not the solution to the fact that we've intentionally sent almost 7 to 8 million of our jobs, our best manufacturing jobs overseas, done intentionally and purposely in an effort to lower our living standards here and raise living standards throughout the world. Well, William, you go right ahead. We've got a few minutes for you to wrap up this morning's program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'd like to recommend a really good book that came out by a friend of mine named Robert Bavall. It's called The Master Game, Unmasking the Secret Rulers of the World, and that's by Robert Bavall and Graham Hancock. And they trace historically how this satanic cabal goes back, you know, centuries in Western civilization, and it has a lot of solid information on how we got to where we are today. You know, we're coming up to the anniversary of 9/11, and it shows how 9/11 was really part of this overall cabal. I think 9/11 was an inside job for two facts. On August 6, 2001, President Bush received a letter from Condoleezza Rice explaining about how airplanes could be used to crash into buildings, and he did nothing about, you know, stopping this from happening. The other thing is the actual hijackers who were on the 9/11 planes were being tailed by the FBI, and they were the FBI ordered these agents to stop following them just a few days before 9/11. Those two facts are really the smoking guns for me, and I know there's a lot of other information and facts about, you know, were there bombs in these buildings, and that's all interesting. But those are the two compelling things that make me think that 9/11 was part of this master plan and that it could have been prevented. And I even knew people, the Trentini family, who were from my hometown of Everett, Massachusetts, who were on Flight 11. So it's highly personal for me in that sense. Some neighbors of mine died in the World Trade Center. So just to conclude, take a look at that new book, The Master Game, Unmasking the Secret Rulers of the World by Graham Hancock and Robert Bovall. And as I said earlier, start to plan for your own economic safety and your own future. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And we can no longer count on our government to really support us in any significant way. So be prepared, I guess, would be my final statement for this program.
Well, if you could call me off the air, would you even give me the telephone numbers for the authors? Well, we'd be glad to get them on our programs. We need to get the American people alarmed. They need to let them understand that there are these secret forces working behind the scenes and behind those powerful spiritual forces. This is what most people have missed. This is not simply a group of people wanting power for their own. Yes, they do want power, they want wealth, they want to run the world, but they are energized by dark and sinister spiritual forces, which certainly William recognizes, and we hope our listeners will as well. For we are truly are engaged in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing that battle because no one, our leaders, our ministers, our political leaders, wants to address the very real forces that are energizing the people who are leading America to its destruction, controlling both political parties and making mockery out of this concept of so-called democracy. First of all, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and most of the people running for Republican nomination are today part and parcel of the problems we face. Bye-bye, William. Thanks very much. Talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dan here at American Freedom Network, and I hope to enjoy, if you can enjoy, a program such as this one. But it's important to realize that the world is really run by evil people, and certainly Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, is part and parcel of this. But so many of our nations, for instance, the fellow who runs Greece today, he's a Bilderberg, Berlusconi tied into this whole world of movement, Bilderbergs, people on key positions all throughout the world, trilateral commission. Certainly, between 77 and 2008, 1977 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States was a member of the trilateral commission. And, of course, according to Barry Goldwater in his book With No Apologies, page 280, the purpose of the Trilateral Commission, first of all, it was international. Their goal was to control the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. We actually carry secondhand copies of With No Apologies. You need to read what Barry Goldwater warned in 1979. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, as well. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have the four tape set on the Bilderbergs. We have a four tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have a four tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King. We have a four tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. Several four tape sets or four CD sets on the murder of President Kennedy. We have a four tape set on conversations with professional CIA assassins. It's called Deadly Assassins. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. Look at the books, the DVDs, the videos, the tape sets we have. You need this information. And, of course, we do hope that many of you will be wanting to come to hear me talk. I'll be talking on the 17th of September, just a week from Saturday, and that's at Littleton, Colorado. Call our telephone number. You get information on the meeting. Or remember, we are having our all-day meeting here in the Monterey Bay area where I live, on October 23rd, and we got great speakers coming. That's the annual conference, and we usually have a contingent coming from Colorado. You'll get the information by going to 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we have an opportunity. Somebody's called me of a radio station in the Imperial Valley of California, and, of course, we have to pay for this station. And it's not that expensive. I got a real good offer financially, but we do need pledges so that we can actually sign it up for about 6 months. If you can make a pledge, usually in 6 months the station pays for itself, but you're in a position to help. We'd appreciate hearing from you, either a one-time pledge or a monthly pledge for 6 months, so we know we'll have the funds to pay for it. This is how we've gradually expanded our base to where we have over 65 outlets now every week across America, where people are learning the truth. My number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs for free. You can listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our vision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive